Mr. Vernon come up and introduce our speaker tonight.
Hey, Mr. Vernon! Hey.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
Hey, family, I'm Vernon Minetti. It's only by God's grace that I'm clean. I ain't putting nothing in, so I didn't get loaded. And just for that alone, I'm extremely grateful. And if you're new to this program, I want to welcome you. If you got new time, welcome back. And even if you're lying about your time, keep coming back. Yeah. One day you're going to get out of the street.
There you go.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I look like that because it's usually hard. They usually don't have a problem hearing me. I want y'all to take a moment and just look around and say thank you. I don't know if y'all see it like I see it. God just showed up and showed out. I'm gonna be up here long though. But I want to tell you, yeah, I'm not, because I fell in love with my voice a long time ago. If I'm not careful, I want to talk about a friend of mine. It's amazing, because when I first got clean, I listened to a lot of CDs. I don't know if y'all like that, but I like the speaker tapes. I listened to them, so I had been listening to this cat and had formed opinions, loved him, admired him, put him on something before I even met him. And when I met him in real life, it got even better.
That's good.
Yeah, because guess what? He a down-earth, humble cat. And he got a powerful message. I ain't gonna tell you his story. He well at doing it himself, I promise you. You know what I mean? But I go to Chicago, we hook up. He come to Birmingham, we hook up. My man, come on, Melvin, do your thing. Man. Good evening, family. My name is Melvin. I'm a grateful recovering addict. Clean today only through God's amazing grace. I need to always thank God for sponsorship and thank God for the fellowship as well as the program of Narcotics Anonymous. Would you join me in a moment of silence so I can ask God to continue to direct my life? Once again, family, my name is Melvin. I'm a grateful recovering addict. Clean today only through God's amazing grace. I need to always thank God for sponsorship and thank God for the fellowship as well as the program of Narcotics Anonymous. I think your name is Michael P., Hawaiian. Yeah. This is for you because, listen, ain't nothing more important then we get the opportunity to do God's will with somebody new.
That's right.
I was telling Tony that I went to speak in Fort Wayne and we had got to the gas station and we didn't know which way to go. And we was asking the guy in the gas station, how do we get to Fort Wayne to this hotel? And he was saying he didn't know. But I had on a recovering hoodie. And this girl and her guy was in the gas station. And she said, you trying to get to the convention? I said, yeah. She said, follow us. That's how we got to the convention. While I was speaking, I found out that the guy only had 30 days. I had a shirt on that I had made, a recovering shirt and a hat. we don't use no matter what. And I have my name and clean date on it. And I took it off and gave it to him. The hat and the shirt. I say, next year this time, you'll have a year. He called me and said, hey, Mel, he said, hey, Melvin, would you come to the convention and help me celebrate a year clean? You know, I'm going to use the word God, but I'm not using that to offend nobody. If you don't believe in God, that's your right. But I do. And it's hard for me not to. You know, I've never seen a man create the sun. I've never seen a man create the moon. I've never seen a man change the season at precisely the same time every year. I've never seen a man remove the leaves on a tree or to bring them back. I've never seen a man create an ocean. And most people say, well, I don't believe in God because I can't see him. Show me the air in this room. You can't see that neither. But if you leave everything you can see, don't leave with it. So what's more important, what I can see or what I can't see? The only thing my sponsor told me to be concerned with is the results. See, I can see the results of a power greater than myself right in here. Because believe me, on a Saturday night at 7 o'clock, we can find something to do. And if we leave out of here and do it, we're going to change the course of history. We definitely going to change Decatur, Alabama. And I think that what we do is we kind of diminish how great we are. The people in Narcotics Anonymous is some of the greatest people on this planet Earth. My clean date was yesterday. 30 years clean. Don't clap for me, clap for y'all, because there was people like y'all that motivated me to stay here and not to use one day at a time. All I did was took a few simple suggestions. But listen, I've seen people come in here. My sponsor, one of them, no education, and today he's working on a doctorate degree.
Yeah.
I've seen people come in here with no education, and today got master's degrees. Yeah. I've seen people come in here unemployed, and today had their own business, and hiring recovering addicts.
Yeah.
I've seen women come in here and say they was prostitutes, and now they wives and mothers. I've seen men come in here and say they're the bum, and today they're productive members of society. So I know what a miracle is. A miracle is a divine intervention into a human life which causes circumstances or conditions in one life to get better. That's a miracle, a divine intervention into a human life which causes circumstances or conditions in one life to get better. That's why it's hard for me not to believe, because I know that a life-saving power has the power to make me want to live.
Well,
I was more willing to die than I was to live. I thought I was going to die, you. And I'm so grateful God had other plans.
Yes, sir.
So before I go any further, listen, Tony, I was telling the chaplain, she ought to keep him in that position long as it exists, because he did an excellent job in keeping in touch with me. And when I got here, making me feel welcome, I even had to tell him, no, you got to do nothing there. I'm good. You know? let me do something. And he steady asking me, what you want, what you need, what you can I do? I said, no, I'm all right. I'm good. And he gave me this book. I'm going to read that style soon as I can do this. But whenever I'm asked to speak, and listen, I'm a person that believes in the liturgy. And what kind of behooves me is, you know, when you first get here, you know, people say, I'll be bad when he get him a sponsor. Then when you get one and start quoting the literature, then they say, he think he know everything. So if you don't want me to be in this literature, what literature do you want me to look at? So if reading out this literature offends you, all I can tell you is keep coming back. Because I've never been to detox, I've never been to treatment, and I'm not saying that to brag or boast, I'm letting you know the program of Narcotics Anonymous works. I learned how to stay clean in a Narcotics Anonymous meeting. So whenever I'm asked to speak, I always read the last paragraph of Tradition 5. It says, what is our message? The message that an addict, any addict, can stop using drugs, lose the desire to use, and find a new way to live. Our message is hope and the promise of freedom. When all is said and done, our primary purpose can only be to carry a message to the addict who still suffers, because that's all we have to give. On page 20, when it talks about step one, it says, our inability to control our use of drugs is a symptom of the disease of addiction. We are powerless not only over drugs, but over our addiction as well. We need to admit this fact in order to recover. Addiction is a physical, mental, and spiritual disease that affects every area of our lives. What is our message? The message that an addict, any addict, can stop using drugs physically, lose the desire to use, which is mental, and find a new way to live, which is spiritual. Yeah. So look, I'm not one of them people that paid for no seat. I didn't qualify for no seat. It's only through God's mercy and grace that I made it to the room of Narcotics Anonymous. Because I did everything, I'm talking about everything. I don't know how I missed the casket, but it's only through God's mercy and grace. So I'm forever grateful that I'm in the room of Narcotics Anonymous. And a lot of people say, well, if I wasn't here, I don't know where I'd be at. You must not be listening. Because they say the ends are always the same. Don't say it might be, could be, possibility. It says always the same. And all mean everything. It's always the same. Jails, institutions, or death. So I either be in the penitentiary or dead. So I'm grateful to be here. And just to let you know, when I first got here, I used to say that I stayed in abandoned buildings. But my sponsors say abandoned by definition means unoccupied. He said you was in condemned buildings. And condemned means ready to be torn down, destroyed, or removed. So I'm grateful to know that I was in condemned buildings. Man, I'm talking about looking before I got here, I was so funky I had my own flies. See, anytime you can smell your feet through your shoes, your feet is funky. See, I don't need no newcomer to remind me of the pain.
Yeah.
I don't need no newcomer to remind me it's still out there. If I get Alzheimer's, I ain't gonna forget what I went through. My sponsors say when you see a newcomer, it's time to love somebody. When you see a newcomer, it's time to help somebody. When you see a newcomer, it's time to care about somebody. When you see a newcomer, it's time for you to do whatever you can for that person, like somebody did for you, why they can't remind you of that. See, I'm grateful for sponsorship. Because before I got here, I didn't know what was wrong with me. When people used to ask me, Melvin, why you got money and still staying up in that building? I really didn't know. Why you got money and won't eat? I really didn't know. Why you got money and won't change clothes? I didn't know. I didn't know what was wrong with me until I got here. See, you can come out of a situation, but you can't get better till the situation come up out of you.
Yeah.
So let's look at a few things. And look, you don't have to agree with me. I'm just telling you what's been keeping me clean one day at a time. See, two things happen when you show up. Your belief system show up and your recovery show up. This who's an addict. And let me do something right quick. You know why they keep reading these readings? I know everybody say, well, how come they keep reading these readings? Every meeting you go to, they keep reading these readings over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Let me show you why. Everybody, take your hand, do it like this. Just do me a favor, do your hand like this. Now do it just like this, right? Now do exactly what I asked you to do with your hand. Take your hand right now and put it on your chin. See, if you were listening, your chin is right here. So what happens with the recovering addict is we believe more in what we see than what we hear.
Yeah, that's good.
That's why we have to be told over and over again.
Yeah.
So let's point out a few things. And it's not what Melvin's saying, it's what the literature is saying. It say most of us, do not have to think twice about this question. We know. Our whole life and thinking was sending a drug in one form or another. The getting and using and finding ways and means to get more. We live to use and use to live. Listen to this. Very simply, an addict is a man or woman whose life is controlled by drugs. Yeah. My life is not being controlled by drugs today. But by my life not being controlled by drugs, does that negate the fact that I'm an addict? Absolutely not. Does it mean I'm not an addict? Absolutely not. Then I need to look at what kind of addict I am. Page 9, what is the Narcotics Anonymous program? It say NA is a nonprofit fellowship or society of men and women for whom drugs have become a major problem. We are recovering addicts who meet regularly to help each other stay clean. That means that if I'm in the process of recovery and want to stay clean, I need to be around recovering addicts. Say because an addict is a man or woman whose life is controlled by drugs. Now let's look at something else. Who's an addict? It says one aspect of our addiction was our inability to deal with life on life terms. We tried drugs and combination of drugs to cope with a seemingly hostile world. We dreamed of finding a magic formula that would solve our ultimate problem / ourselves. So that means that I had two problems when I got here. Ultimate problem, which was me, and a major problem, which was the drugs. Let's look at something else. Why are we here? It say most of us realized in our addiction we were slowly committing suicide. But addiction is such a cunning enemy of life that we had lost the power to do anything about it. Many of us ended up in jail or sought help through medicine, religion, and psychiatry. None of these methods was sufficient for us. Our disease always resurfaced or continued to progress until in desperation we sought help from each other in Narcotics Anonymous. Listen to this next line. After coming to NA, don't say before, after coming to NA, we realized we were sick people. We suffered from a disease from which there is no known cure. It can, however, be arrested at some point, and recovery is then possible. Arrested, by definition, means locked up, put away, or under safekeeping. But when you go to jail, what's the first thing you want to know? When I'm going to get out? So it means that even though it's arrested, it's locked up, put away under safekeeping, it don't mean that it can't get back out.
Yes.
And how long it stay arrested is totally up to you.
Yeah.
But then it say after coming to NA, it didn't say before, after coming to NA, we realized we were sick people. So you deal with an illness. See, if you're sick, that means you got an illness. You deal with an illness three ways: medication, treatment, or therapy. This is therapeutic for us. The therapeutic value of one addict helping another. All therapeutic means is returning back to good health or soundness of mind. This is therapeutic for us. So when I say it in pride, there's an illness. See, look, we say that the number one reason people relapse is anger and resentment. But let's check this out. It say after coming to NA, we realized we were sick people. Check this out. Do you know being homeless is traumatizing?
Yes.
Not changing clothes is traumatizing.
Yes, sir.
Eating out the garbage is traumatizing. Staying in a condemned building is traumatizing. Your family don't want to have nothing to do with you. That's traumatizing. Your kids don't want to be bothered with you. That's traumatizing. So once you put down the dope, how do you deal with the trauma? Because the source of anger and resentment is trauma. What do trauma do? Trauma produces anxiety. Anxiety produces what? Stress. Stress kills. And the reason that the fourth step is so important, the reason that we use again, because look, my sponsor said you come in here with three things: untreated addiction, unaddressed character defects, and unresolved issues. So that means that if you get with me, I'm unhealthy. If I'm suffering from untreated addiction, unaddressed character defects, and unresolved issues, that means that I'm unhealthy. It doesn't matter how healthy you is. If I'm unhealthy, I have the ability and the power to drain you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because at first you'll be saying, oh, excuse me, I wish you wouldn't talk like that. Is it possible you can calm down? And then I say, wait a minute, who do you think you're talking to? You're not going to keep hollering and screaming. Because I got the ability to drain you, and now you acting just like me.
Wow. Wow.
So that means if you're dealing with me, you're dealing with some addiction that ain't been treated, some defects that ain't been addressed, and some issues that ain't been resolved. And most people say, well, you know what, Melvin, I know what untreated addiction is, and I know about unaddressed character defects, but can you tell me what is unresolved issues? Everybody in here has got a child. If you got a child, stand up. Anybody's got a child, stand up. If you're not with the man or woman you had that child with, sit down. Them unresolved issues. How it works. How it works, say, if you want what we had to offer and are willing to make the effort to get it, then you are ready to take a certain step. Listen to the next line. These are the principles that made our recovery possible. That means in order for you to recover, you're going to have to incorporate some principles in your life. Because if not, what are you going to use to police your behavior? Before I got here, I hated my father. My father whipped me with iron cords, bats, and sticks. My father's name was James Lamb. My brother's name is James Lamb Jr. I hated my father and I hated my brother. My father used to tell me he bought my brother a bike. And when I said, where's mine? When you learn how to act. What kind of answer is that? I'm 89 years old. What is I'm going to do with them fillers? I don't know what to do with my fillers at 89. I didn't go to school and say, excuse me, can I talk to you? I got some fillers I need to process. I didn't know what to do with them. But they created anger and resentments. When my father passed, I hated him. My father showed a difference between me and my brother. But I'm talking about, look, the miracle of the 12 steps. It say after coming to NA, we realized we were sick people. See, through the steps, my sponsor told me to do something I never did in my life. Looked at my part. My father is from Arkansas. I ain't gonna tell you he did the best he could. He did the only thing he knew how. He had a third grade education. He taking care of 6 kids, working 2 jobs. But I'm stealing, gang banging, fighting my sisters and brother, not being at home. He did the only thing he knew how to try to whoop wrong out of me. But I growed up hating him. But it's only through the miracle of the steps that I was able to write him a letter and ask him to forgive me.
Wow.
But I broke the cycle. I got a son that's 25 years old. He's been born since I've been in recovery. I broke the cycle. I've never put my hands on my son. Because listen, God gave me the intelligence and the ability. He put everything in me to deal with my son. See, I punished him, took away his toys and the PlayStation and all of that. And then I told him what he had to do to get it back. My son is a college graduate. Yeah. Applying for law enforcement and works on a Brinks truck. Yeah. I just told him don't get no bright ideas. But I'm talking about the therapeutic value. That's the only way I got better, man. Was through sponsorship. Somebody asked me, the addict, he stopped me. He said, look, I heard you, I need you to talk about relationship. I said, you know, relationship is a touchy situation. But listen, learning how to have a relationship is one of the greatest gifts we can get in Narcotics Anonymous. See, I always talk about the respect for women and children. Always talk about that. And the reason that I do, because, listen, it ain't that you're worthy. You deserve to be talked to and treated with respect.
Yeah.
Every woman and child in here. No longer. See, I don't even use the B word. I don't call women's garden tools. Mm. And if I'm in the proximity of somebody using language like that, I just get up and leave. Because whatever you do best, you do the most, and whatever you're comfortable with, you become a part of. Mm-hmm. See, you can't call me a punk and say I didn't mean it. Because don't nothing come out you but what's down in you.
Well.
But let me tell you what's going on with that. You know why they put people in the lineup? To identify. So you consciously calling me a punk, but you subconsciously telling me how you really feel about yourself. Because how can you identify so well? See, you women, you know, you might not like it, but look, you need to ask us a few simple questions. Why do you like me? That's a simple question. Why do you love me? Simple question. What plans do you have for me and my children? Simple question. What do you want besides my coochie? Simple question. See, I don't believe there's no such thing as stepchildren. The only way a man look at you and tell you you got stepchildren, because he want to step away from his responsibility. When you accept the woman, the children go along with her. They spiritually yours. You say, well, Tony, I don't want to be with her. Her kids don't like me. You know what? Kids want the best for their mother by nature. They want to know if you're going to be in their mother's life or you passing through their mother's life. But if you learn how to respect the children, then out of love, they'll learn how to respect you.
Come on.
Your children know your fourth step better than you do. You need to learn how to ask a man, do you have a job? Do you work? What happened in your last relationship? Because believe me, if he called you a mappy tappy, it's just a matter of time before he called your children a mappy tappy. My sponsor told me to be with a woman in recovery, you got to do 6 things. I said, what is that? He said, you got to learn how to love her beyond her behavior, beyond her defects, and beyond her mistakes. You got to commit, you got to be responsible, and you got to sacrifice. I said, why do I got to love her beyond her mistakes? He said, because we have frailties and fallacies. She's allowed by God, not by you. I said, why have I got the love of Vianna defects? He said, because you're going to find out in step 6 and 7, you can't change nobody but you.
That's right.
You want a good man? You want a good woman? Be a good man. You want a truthful woman? Be a truthful man. You want a loving woman? Be a loving man. Why have I got the love of her? I told you about the mistakes, the defects. Why have I got the love of Vianna behavior? Because she's going to do some things you probably not going to like, but in order to be with her, you got to learn how to embrace her. Why has I got to commit? Because no longer can you be in a relationship like a single man. Can't think like a single man no more. You got to think like a man that's with a woman that's got 3 kids. You can't hang out with the fellas. You got to start going home. You got to start living like, not acting like, you're in a relationship. Well, why did I got to sacrifice? You might want another gold chain, but a kid might need some shoes. Might need a bill, need to be paid. Might something else might be dealing with the money. Why did I got to be responsible? You're in Narcotics Anonymous, a good sign, you don't know how. Break down the word responsibility. The root word is respond. Now you got to learn how to respond rather than react. Because when you react, you're dealing with your feelings and emotions. And what you're going to find out through the step work, that all your thoughts ain't the truth and all your feelings ain't a fact. I can stand in front of a bank all day and think about robbing. They're not going to do nothing to me. Let me go in there and tell them what I'm thinking. I'm going to jail. So because I think it, I know I ain't got to act on it. And if you think your feelings is a fact, jump off this building and don't feel like falling. Once you hit that concrete, it ain't have nothing to do with how you feel. So I know today, man, that listen, I've learned how to be a better person, man. Look. This is some document. I've been on American Most Wanted.
Yeah.
I've been a gang chief. They got documentaries out about me. And I'm not saying that to brag or boast. I'm letting you know the power of God, how my life has been changed.
Yes, sir.
See, one thing I've learned in Narcotics Anonymous, first you fail yourself. When you fail yourself, you fail your family. Then you fail your neighborhood, then you fail your community. But now, I can be a positive person to myself, to my family, to my neighborhood, and to my community. Everybody in my neighborhood know me for helping people. I go talk to them guys on the corner and I tell them, I said, look man, I ain't trying to stop what you're doing, but you're living a lifestyle that's got a predictable outcome. You're gonna be dead in the penitentiary. Do you know that 2/3 of the workforce, you got to have some type of college education just to get a job? that only one-third of the workforce will take a GED or a high school diploma. And if you ain't got neither one, ain't nobody putting you out the workforce, you putting yourself out. Every time you leave the house, your family don't even know if you're coming back.
Wow.
So it's hard for them to trust you or to put faith in you when you out here on the corner taking a chance with your life. For the same money you could be making working. So you got to start asking yourself. I'm talking to the women right now. I wonder, do I look good enough for Melvin? Now you got to start asking, do Melvin look good enough for you? You in Narcotics Anonymous now. You can start asking, what did they bring to the table?
Yeah.
You can start saying, see, a lot of us, see, look, low self-esteem tell you it's all right to hurt you. Low self-worth says it's all right to let somebody misuse and abuse you because you don't think you could do no better. See, if you with somebody that's got somebody else, you think less of yourself than they do. Because you're worthy enough to have somebody on your own.
That's right.
But you got to learn. All the women, stand up. All the women, stand up. That's how you got to stand up for yourself in here. No longer you got to compromise your principles, your morals, and your values. Now you can let somebody know what you want. That makes sense? Y'all can sit down. All the men, stand up. Yeah, no longer do we got to compromise our principles, our morals, and our values.
Right.
God is letting us go back into the community. Go back into the community because now, listen, man, we are somebody for real.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nowhere else these women can go and reveal their background and be accepted, but nobody but us. God not only had us embrace them, but their background. And quit letting people tell you what you used to be. Your past is to learn from, not to live in. Used is a rooster. Talking about anybody concerned who you used to be. We concerned with who you is today. And that's because God done put the men in here for us to not only stand up for ourselves, but to stand up for you. You can't go nowhere else on this planet and reveal your background and be accepted the way we accept it. Thank you. Listen, man, I love Narcotics Anonymous. Do you know this is the only place I've learned how to be happy? Broke. And if I didn't have no money, I was going to do something, trust me.
Yeah.
But this is the only place I can come and be happy, broke, man. Ever since God changed my heart, man, he done made so I keep 2-3 pennies.
Yeah.
I keep 2-3 pennies. And I'm always helping somebody. See, the newcomer is important because, listen, all you got to do is go back. Let's go back to your first day. That's all you got to do. I'm telling you, I remember, look, I eat anything. Just walk in the restaurant, whatever they left, that was my meal. And don't leave no tip. And I just think about that, man. You understand what I'm saying? Look around this room. This is a miracle. We pay bills. We don't duck the bill collector, we pay bills. Look out in that parking lot. People got cars and trucks. Quit wondering what somebody else got. All you got to do is stay clean. What God got for you, got your name on it already. You ain't got to feel less than nobody in here, man. And let me tell you something. People be telling you it's going to get greater later, but believe me, it can get worse first. But if you just do what we doing, you're going to be all right. You're going to be all right because listen, if you ain't told nobody today, tell somebody you love them. Because we got addicts in Chicago, man, dying at an alarming rate. And my sponsors say, look, man, when you've been clean 30 years, most of these people was 40 and 50 when you got here. So that means it's 30 more years than went past. And this recovering addicts come to the meeting today, man, there's somebody calling telling us they done passed. And every week, man, look like somebody passed. And just to tell you the truth, I'm tired of going to funerals. I really am. Because at some point, you get to be thinking about your immortality. You know what I mean? And then his sister told me, she said, look, Mel, get all them obituaries out your house, them spirits. She said, every time you look at them, it's got you feeling some type of way. Get them out of there or either get a big envelope or something and put them in and put them away somewhere where you ain't got to look at them.
That's good.
Because if you think coming to the meeting, seeing you and seeing Tony, seeing her, and then you come back and somebody tell you they're gone, man, that bothers me. That touches me. I love, man. Look, I'm so glad we got physical meetings again. Yeah. Zoom is good, you know what I mean? But I was zoomed out. I want to touch somebody. I want to feel somebody. I want to hug. You know what I mean? Because look, this is the greatest show on earth for real. And you women, quit coming to the meeting talking about what the man ain't doing. You know what he's doing, what you allow him to do. So if you get somebody with some untreated addiction, unaddressed character defects, and unresolved issues, you're going to always have a problem. You're going to be in the meeting saying every time you get there. Because you're getting some addiction that ain't been treated, some defects, you understand, that ain't been addressed, and some issues that ain't been resolved. How can you look for something healthy from me? You want somebody that's healthy because look, if you healthy and they healthy, you're gonna keep making healthy decisions and getting healthy outcomes.
Yeah.
You got somebody that's unhealthy, you're gonna get unhealthy decisions and unhealthy outcomes.
That's right.
And it's nobody's fault but yours.
Yeah.
Ask them, do you have a sponsor? What step you on? Because look, quit listening to that line here, we still sick, I'm still sick. No, this ain't no stay sick program. This about getting better one day at a time. You ain't got to stay sick.
Yeah.
So just start asking some questions. You got a sponsor, what step you on? See, is a person getting better? See, if they trying to recover? You don't even know my last name. Say Melvin L. What's his name? I don't know his name, Melvin L. What's his last name? I don't know. Let me see your ID. Where you live at? I do something to you because I'm telling you, look, now this ain't funny. There's some men in here and women. Let me tell you something now. Think about this. I might not like you. I might like your little girl. I might not like you. I might like your little boy. You better know who you're letting in your house. Come on, I met him at the meeting. You better find out something about him. Yeah, let me see your ID. Where do you live at? Yeah. What's that phone number? Yeah. Know something about me. You want to get to know a person that's around you and around your children. That's an honor and a privilege. You let them in. Look, anybody I let in my house, I know them. Believe that. You just coming? No, that ain't gonna happen. If you in my house, I know who you is. And that's what you need to do. Because there's too much happening out here. Too much stuff going on. So I ain't gonna meet you in no meeting just talking about what's me over there. No, I ain't going. Let me see. What's your last name, partner? Yeah, where did you stay at? So if something happened, I want to know how to find you or they can find you. So, I didn't get the warning, so. So I want to tell everybody here I love you. You know what I mean? If you got somebody in your life that you love, I would appreciate that if you tell them that you love them. And listen, I have been treated wonderful since I've been here. I've been treated wonderful. Tony has, him and Mo, that went out their way. And look, when you get treated so good, you want to come back. You've been treated good. My job, I work in a treatment center. And I see people come in out, in out, in out, in out, in out. And I hear people say, me and Tony were discussing this. You know, I hear people say, well, they ain't working on nothing. They don't want nothing. How do you know? If you see a person ain't working on nothing, then what you working on? I don't care how many times they go out and come back. I know what it took for me. I don't know what it's going to take for them. But my responsibility ain't to measure their desire. Every time they come back, I just pray to God for the willingness to help them when they get here. That's my responsibility. It ain't on me to talk about there be no mind reading, no clairvoyant, no psychic. No. When you come back, because listen, you helping me. I'm doing very little to help you, but believe me, you're helping me. Because look, it doesn't matter who your sponsor is, how many steps you work, these three ingredients you must have or you ain't going to stay clean. That's gratitude, discipline, and humility.
Yes.
See, I'm grateful. I don't look at what I don't have. I'm grateful for what I got. See, I got enough humility, even if you're 100% wrong, I can let you be right for my peace and my sanity. And my discipline. I don't care how nobody act, I don't care what you say, I don't care what you do. My best revenge is to not let you turn me into who you is. That's my best revenge, not to let you turn me into who you is. So listen, I think I done did. I can tell when it's time to land the plane. So I always end like this. In this electrifying age, you have men as well as women racing into this life without complete knowledge of where they're going or what the ends will be. When riches seem to be the only pursuit to be obtained anyway and at any cost. When selfishness, avarice, greed, lust dominates your very being, and when humanity in general left the mercy of those who have no mercy in them, like practicing addicts, then it is truly wonderful and astounding to see one come into this mad human drama for the sole purpose of saving humanity, losing sight on those things worldly and yielding absolutely to a cause higher than has ever yet been obtained. This is the purpose of Narcotics Anonymous coming as it does to carry a message to the addict who still suffers. Don't worry about nobody gossiping about you. Don't worry about nobody talking about you. And don't worry about nobody pointing their finger at you. And let me tell you why. Because the opinion of people can't compare with the power of God. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.